Welcome to the Wisdom Coalition podcast, designed to show you how to change your mindset so you can find more joy in every aspect of your life.
Today's episode is brought to you by Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets.
Joy for All Companion Pets provide joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to your aging loved ones and peace of mind for your family.
Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
Special thanks to WFMZ-TV and thank you for listening. I'm Nancy Wertheen.
And I'm Kim Howie. We invite you to experience the life-changing power of joy with us.
Well, hello to Leeds in the UK, Munich, Germany, and Mumbai, India.
Ooh. And hello to Sumter, South Carolina, Mount Dora, Florida, and Broad Run, Virginia.
Yeah, lots of nice new listeners. Yeah. I know they're just nice.
Well, of course they are.
Of course they are. So my kitchen is basically falling apart. Like, first it was the dishwasher, then the disposal under the sink, and on Thanksgiving morning, the refrigerator door fell off, which was really helpful. And now the sink is leaking. It's like the kitchen is like has an expiration date.
That is so funny. I feel like maybe you did something to anger your kitchen. And maybe you just need to like be nicer and tell it how much you love and appreciate it.
I kind of curse my kitchen a lot because you know how much I like to cook.
I know. You need to stop doing that.
I think my kitchen needs a little motivation.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I like that, don't we all?
Yeah. And so we have a motivational guest.
Ah.
And I know he is going to be able to speak better to people than to refrigerators. However, our guest is Eddie Pinheiro, and he is an international speaker, a video producer, and the founder of Your World Within. His goal is to inspire others to live their best lives. And he says, and I love this, and you're going to love it too, he says, you are always one decision away from a totally different life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll dig into that for sure. So thanks so much for joining us, Eddie.
Hey, thank you both for having me. I'm excited to join you.
Uh-huh. Well, we're excited to have you here. And, you know, we know that your videos and articles have been seen by over 20 million people worldwide, which is really awesome. We're just wondering, you know, why do you think so many people are in need of motivation right now?
You know, it's an interesting thing that it's regardless of, you know, I guess where people are in life, whether, you know, I'm speaking to athletes or entrepreneurs or moms, dads, you know, it's like the context changes, but so much of the trials and tribulations that we face, there's overlap. And, you know, I think it's just that perspective change that allows people to see, hey, you know, this is not so different than what I'm going through. And, you know, just talking about it, explaining that, hey, this isn't the end of the world. This is life. This is what we go through to get to the good stuff. I think that reassurance, you know, adds value.
And you know, your videos, Eddie, they're really powerful. You know, you use really majestic music and fabulous images. And how did you hit upon your style? How did you decide upon that style? Because when you listen to it, I mean, you cannot walk away without feeling motivated. Mm-hmm. There's like no way.
Oh, well, that means the world to me. So thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
You know, it's funny that it wasn't planned, really. It was sort of an evolution. You know, my focus was music, and it was sort of a period of my life where I went to explore, and I was creative writing, I was messing around with the video camera, I was composing background tracks, and one day I was like, you know, why don't I write a speech about where I am in life? And I wanted it to feel almost like, you know how an Apple commercial can sell you an iPhone without telling you to buy the iPhone? It's just people dancing around, and you're like, that feels good. You know, that was sort of the approach. I wrote a speech called Ode to Excellence that was like, Eddie, just promise yourself that, you know, I was a little strapped on cash and a little scared about what the future would look like. I said, just promise yourself that for once you'll let yourself put your back against the wall. And that's what that speech was. And as I wrote it, it was kind of pulling all these things I've been working on together. You know, for the first couple of years, I wrote the background music myself and you know, the speech and got the video together. And I'm like, this is just such a beautiful piece of self-expression. And I found an art form, you know, that intersection of what I love to make and also added value to others. And it just, I knew, I'm like, this is it. This is a road worth pursuing. And that's how it started.
I love that. I love how you took your passion and molded it into your purpose, which is really awesome. So I know that you say that, you know, fear is just a part of life, but, you know, can you help us understand and help others, you know, recognize how they can conquer fear and keep it from holding them back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a, you know, a natural sort of proclivity to move away from it. You know, it's biological. It's our DNA. It's why our species evolved. You know, the rustling in the bushes means the tiger. So avoid the rustling in the bushes, right? But, you know, our biology is outdated now. It's very much a different sense. A different reality, but we're still inclined to move away from that. And so that's why I think perception is so important. Like, I view fear as sort of the quarter that needs to go into the machine to get the gumball out. It's almost like the cost of admission to see the show. Mm-hmm. And when I look at it that way, it totally changes the dynamic. It's like you have to jump into the cold pool, and yeah, there's going to be pins and needles. But then you get to enjoy the pool, and it's a simple perspective shift. But I tell you, I mean, it's opened the door for so many things in life. Eddie, this is tough. This scares me. This is going to hurt. But guess what? On the other side, it's everything that you wanted. So move in that direction.
Yeah, that is, you know, and I know that I've heard you say that before, that the way that we perceive something makes or breaks us, you know, mm-hmm. and that makes total sense. So, you know, another thing I picked up from what you've said before, you said that we need to build mental walls that stand between what's good for us and what's not. And I would love it if you talk a little bit about that, because I think sometimes we don't make that conscious thought of, you know, is this good for me? Thinking this way, acting this way, doing this thing. So tell us a little bit about these mental walls that you think we need to build.
Yeah, the idea of, I mean, I'm a big proponent of, you know, what you look at is what you see. You know, Daniel Kahneman talks about that in his book, Thinking Fast and Slow. Like, what you spend your time thinking about ultimately affects your mood. It affects how you see life. And, you know, there are a lot of things we don't have control over, but our thoughts, it is one of them. And so if we can position ourselves to recognize when we're thinking negatively, recognize when we're being, you know, our not our greatest ally, but our enemy, standing in our own way, and we can start to minimize those things, put up walls against them, we position ourselves to win. It's amazing, you know, we spend so much of life thinking that the world's against us, that other people are criticizing us or standing in our way, that there's all these barriers around us, and so much of the time, it's just us, you know, not thinking highly enough of ourselves, not trusting our capabilities and the road before us. And so that's what I mean when I say that. Put up walls, put up barriers that separate you from the negative thoughts that you're creating. Because it's not just fluff. I mean, it's, you know, when you think a certain way, you act a certain way. And when you act a certain way, you get real, tangible results. It's that simple, but it's that powerful.
Yeah, so true. Well, and so when you were talking about criticism, you know, basically you were saying oftentimes we're projecting that, right, onto that we're believing that people are criticizing us. But sometimes that's not true. Mm. Sometimes they really are. So, you know, how do we handle that? What is the proper way to accept criticism or to deal with criticism?
Oh, that's such a good question. Yeah. I mean, because it's such an important thing. And, you know, obviously I talk a lot about shifts, mental shifts. And this is one of them. The idea that, you know, if you're not being criticized, you're not moving fast enough. You're not thinking big enough. The world will always criticize everyone, right? From the Pope to anyone else, you know, there's people that love you and people that don't. And so, you know, I always say, you know, even when I'm talking to younger folks, it's like, who do you think is the most influential entertainer of all time? They'll say Justin Bieber. I'm like, okay, go to a Justin Bieber video on YouTube. What do you see? A third of the comments are calling him trash, right? He doesn't care. Because that's part of growth. That's part of evolution. And you're not there to make the world happy. You're there to do what you believe in and what you're proud of. And the people that have your back, they'll be there. And the people that don't, they won't. And when you have that in mind, and you do get that sort of chirping in the background and the negativity and the doubt, it helps you put into perspective, hey, this is what it is. It's not going anywhere. It's life. And maybe even conversely, a sign that you're growing, you know, it's a good way to look at that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Just 1 second, Eddie, because I have to thank our awesome sponsor, Ageless Innovation, maker of Joy for All Companion Pets. And I want to remind everybody about our Wisdom 15 coupon code that will get you 15% off of your very own amazing cats and cat or dog. And these are animatronic realistic pets that look and feel like real cats and dogs, and they're designed really to help lonely seniors to just feel a little bit better and give them some companionship and maybe a little motivation.
Yeah.
So just go to joyforall.com to get some more information about getting your very own pet. So Eddie, I would like to just kind of dig into the sentence that we talked about in the beginning when you said, when I quoted you as saying that you are always one decision away from a totally different life. You know, that really struck me. You know, it's funny. I a lot of times I've said to my kids when they're like, I can't decide this or that. And I always say, it's just a decision. You know, it's just a decision. And you don't have a crystal ball and you can't go back and see what would have been or what wouldn't have been. But, decisions are important and difficult.
Yeah.
So maybe could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, it's such a good point. I mean, I think something that I've come to realize is our biggest source of discomfort, it's usually not what we're going through. It's the fear that it's going to continue on into the future, right? It's the uncertainty and the foreverness, if that's a word, of the situation. And so, you know, the way I like to describe it is, when you're at your darkest moments, imagine even literally sitting in a dark room, it's the light switch is always an arm's reach away. You just have to know to look for it, right? You have to know that the answer you need is there. That's a different question than asking, is there a solution? It's like, yeah, there is. Your question that you need to answer is, where is it, right? Reach out and find it. And it's amazing how momentum starts, you know, so tiny, so small, one step in the right direction. It's waking up one morning half hour earlier and feeling a little bit better about yourself, right? Working out for 15 minutes every day and starting to feel like, hey, I'm the kind of person that works out, that sticks to a plan. One little decision can mean so much, can hold so much weight. And so that's really the idea. You're one decision away from a totally different life, because one decision can create that snowball that becomes the avalanche that changes everything. We tend to think we need to hit home runs for life to change, for things to matter, and it's the opposite. Can you do the little things, and can you do them consistently?
I love that visual of the light switch, right? Because oftentimes when we're in the dark, we just sit there and we just want to wallow in it and complain about being in the dark and what that's not allowing us to do. But when you shift your focus to, well, where's the switch? How do I turn that light on? That just feels really different. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny because it's not like an intuitive thing, right? I mean, when you're at your lowest moment, the first thing is not, all right, well, where's that light switch? It's like, no, we want to sort of dwell on it and feel bad for ourselves. I think that's human. Yeah. But, you know, it's a muscle that if we build and we start thinking, hey, this is not great, but where's the win? Because there is one. It might be small, but it's there. And let's look for it.
Yeah, love that. I love that. And turn the light on so you can see it. But, you know, I know in your videos you talk about the difference between I am and I wish I was. Mm. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, well, that stems from the idea that identity is everything. You know, who you believe yourself to be. There's a quote, I think it's, we will always follow through on who we believe ourselves to be, right? So, for example, if the someone who's trying to quit smoking, if you see yourself as the smoker that's trying to quit smoking, you'll have a much more difficult time than the person who now sees himself as a non-smoker. And so much of change is sort of trying to repurpose, rebuild that identity. One of my favorite videos I saw, I came across years ago now, but there were some actors on stage. And they were just being asked, I think it was Ed Norton, but I may be wrong. But, you know, they were asked, what's the most important part of the wardrobe? And he says, my shoes. Because the shoes you wear, everything starts from the ground up and you sort of become that person. And the question then becomes, well, how do we make ourselves that person? You know, and I could go a million different ways with this. I love this topic, but you know, for me, a big thing that's helped in shaping my identity is, you know, highlighting like three things per day, like tangible, achievable goals that when I put my head on the pillow at night, I see myself as someone that sets goals and accomplishes them. Like, that's how I start to see myself. I start to believe that. It's the Ryan Holiday quote, confidence is earned, and you just feel good. So, yeah, to get back to the original question, I am is empowering. I am says you have everything you need. Whereas I wish I was is it's kind of, you know, deferring to tomorrow, and that can be a pretty dangerous thing.
Yeah. Mm. You know, in our last podcast, podcast 227, our guest talked about using a tactic called three good things, right, where you're thankful for three good things. So it's an interesting a tool in the way that you're using it as well. But, you know, one thing, Eddie, it's funny because the work we do at the Wisdom Coalition, a lot of times people say to us, you know, well, you know, you guys are happy all the time. I can't be happy all the time. And we always say we're not happy all the time and we don't expect you to be happy all the time. And a lot of what we talk about is like acceptance. And it sounds like you're sort of talking about, you know, that same thing, like with the fear, you know, not fighting against it, but sort of just accepting it and kind of folding it in to the experience and to the goal that you're trying to achieve. So would you, do you get that as well, where people say, you know, well, I sometimes, you know, I can't do this, you're better at it, or that kind of a thing?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I have a video called Happy All the Time where I talk about this. It's so funny. Yeah, there's an idea or a perception that, you know, if you're interested in personal development and motivation, inspiration, if that stuff gets you excited, then you're never down, right? You're always up. Yeah. Everything's always great. And hey, how can we be like that? And it's absolutely 100% unequivocally not the case. Being human is high highs and low lows. It's a roller coaster ride we all go down. And so the reason it's dangerous is because if you think the goal is constant happiness, you'll always feel inadequate. You'll always feel like you're missing the mark. And that's not what it's about. It's about when you do find yourself, like we were just mentioning, in some of those low moments, you know, being able to obtain the awareness, to be able to find that light switch, to be able to take one little step in the direction that you most need to go and know that, hey, again, this is life. It's what it's about. And, you know, the people that succeed, that triumph, when they are in those low moments, they're able to obtain that perspective. You know, where's the small win? I know I'm not going to be happy all the time. That's not the goal. But when we're not happy, how can we make the most of a, you know, a seemingly tough situation?
Yeah, you know, and all the experts say that's when we grow in the dark times, yeah. You know, which is, it's hard to accept that and to realize that we need those dark times in life in order to grow. But the fact is, you know, when you look at your own life, where were the greatest leaps that you made forward? And they were, you know, when you recognized your own strength in a difficult time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like, sometimes you don't make a move unless you have to.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's certainly what it was for me in my life. It was, things were just moving right along. I wasn't asking questions. I wasn't reflecting. I wasn't doing anything because things were just good enough. And, you know, that can be a scary space to be. You know, you have to almost manufacture a reason to grow and evolve. And we don't do that unless our backs are against the wall. So, yeah, I mean, to your point, that's really where a lot of our value comes from.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I feel more motivated.
As do I. And I think you should play this episode out loud in your kitchen so that your kitchen feels more motivated and loved and appreciated. I'm going to say it right here. Kitchen, we love you. No more need to be angry at Nancy.
Thank you. I'll try.
That's okay. Good.
There you go. Dishwasher will go twice as fast.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great if it just worked itself? That would be great too.
Yeah.
But Eddie, please tell people where they can find you.
Sure. Eddie Pinero on YouTube or yourworldwithin.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, so nice talking to you.
Well, thank you both for having me. I appreciate the conversation.
And that's all we have time for. Thanks again to our sponsor, Ageless Innovation, makers of Joy for All Companion Pets, providing joy, comfort, and interactive companionship to aging loved ones and peace of mind to their families. Go to agelessinnovation.com or joyforall.com for more information.
And until next time, remember, stay connected to your why, fuel your core energy with joy, and live your life from the inside out.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you find some joy today.